Good afternoon from the Center for Strategic and International Studies on the Ground Forces Dialogue. I'd like to welcome Colonel Matt Lewis, Commander of the 1st Combat Aviation Brigade. Colonel Lewis's Aviation Brigade is currently covers southern Afghanistan, which includes the larger areas of Helmand and Kandahar, and they are currently stationed in Kandahar. They have about 6 weeks left on their current deployment. Matt, welcome. You mentioned a little bit previously about the regional alignment of forces. Another brigade commander asked you or sought advice on, how do you build capacity or build an aviation brigade, for example, in Libya. As a FAO, I'm
Right.
excited about kind of that direction. I think it gives our soldiers and officers, something to look forward to. How do you see that evolving from an aviation perspective, the regional alignment of forces?
Yeah. So that's a great question. So is that a conventional mission? Is it a special, is it a SOCOM mission? Is it, where does that, where and who, the authorities? So again, I see that Army aviation provides such a unique and rich capability to a ground force commander. And it has the ability to conduct vertical maneuver over the direction. It has the speed to get very quickly to certain locations. It has the surprise effect. I mean, it's a really great capability it gives a ground force commander. And so as we go to countries that are broken, and there are, some are very weak and some are broken, but if we're looking to give them this kind of capability, I think I think Army aviation has a big role. I just don't know in the joint definition of the joint requirements, we just have to think through this. We just have to figure out what do you want Army aviation? Do you want them to train the tactics? Do you want them to teach the pilots how to fly? Do you want us to teach them how to maintain their helicopters? Do you want us to develop a logistics system to maintain them? And what role does the U.S. Army, and in particular the U.S. Army branch, have to do with it? And how is that different than what the Air Force provides it? And how much is it different than the Marine Corps or whoever that is? But I definitely see a future Army aviation when it comes to enabling a country with a capability.
Colonel Lewis, I know you're very busy, and we really appreciate you speaking with us today.
No, I'm glad I had an opportunity to talk with you, Dave.